堂听 class.com。
Unit 2, Section 1, Tasks 2 and 3.
Could you tell me how we should keep fit?
Well, really, what we should do is to try to keep fit all round. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean such things as keeping up our strength and our suppleness and our stamina. Now, you may say, why do we need all three of those things? Well, strength is useful, really, just so that we don't strain muscles or pull ligaments and tendons when we suddenly have to do something a bit energetic, like lift a heavy suitcase, or perhaps shift a wardrobe, or even get out of a chair or a bath. Suppleness is important, obviously, so that you can bend and move freely and reach things, again, without injuring yourself. And stamina is particularly important, so that you can sort of keep going without losing breath, so you have endurance. One other great plus about developing stamina is that if you maintain your stamina over a period of years, it actually has an effect of protecting the heart against heart disease.
So, out of those three, which is the most important?
Well, it depends who you are and what you want to do. I mean, the reason for keeping fit is to keep fit for your way of life, the life you choose. Now, you may say, well, if I choose to sort of flop about in an armchair all day watching telly, I don't need to keep very fit, do I? Well, that's unfortunately not true, because there are always times when you have to make a little bit of extra demand on your body by force of circumstance. You may have to suddenly lift something heavy or move something, or may have to run for a bus or whatever, in which case you could do yourself an injury, and you may even actually harm something important like your heart. So it is important to try to keep your fitness a little bit ahead of the sort of way of life that you have, just to give you to push yourself just that little bit harder and get yourself just that little bit fitter.
Section 2, Task 2.
So how do you do it?
Well, it doesn't have to be grim and irksome. I mean, people who have this view of fitness freaks, you know, who sort of are jogging grim-faced around the park, you know, or who are working weights, doing all sorts of horrible exercises, you know, PT, very grim indeed. It doesn't have to be like that. To keep yourself fit, or get yourself fitter, which is really what it's about, you just have to do a little bit more each day, or even every other day, for that matter. By a little bit more, I mean, for instance, just walking a bit more often, a bit further, perhaps getting off the bus a stop or two sooner, perhaps doing a bit of cycling instead of travelling by public transport, using the stairs instead of going up in the lift. It's surprising the number of people I see on the London Tube who are actually standing on the escalators, going down, you know, just standing there, slowly going down. And the same with lifts, people who take the lift down. I mean, that's ridiculous. You should at least walk down, but preferably walk up, because by walking upstairs you actually perform really quite a useful aerobic exercise. That's an exercise that develops stamina, and that's having a beneficial effect on your whole body, toning you up and helping to protect against heart disease.
So it isn't necessary to play squash 3 times a week or go swimming 3 times a week?
It isn't necessary. Actually, swimming is a rather good way of keeping fit, because it's particularly excellent for all three of the S factors, if you like, the strength, the suppleness and the stamina. It helps to develop all three of those rather well. And it's also a very pleasant and relaxing way to keep yourself in shape. 3 times a week would be just about right, actually, or even twice a week, or even once a week. Squash, though, is not a good way to get fit. You have to actually get fit to play squash. Squash is a very demanding game, a very, very energetic game. And in fact, you could do yourself a lot of damage by playing squash if you're not in good physical shape to start with.
I have a lot of friends who play sport, and they always seem to have bad backs and pulled tendons. So what would you say to them?
I say to them that they're going about it the wrong way. They're forcing themselves into sports, perhaps before they're ready, before they've got themselves in shape first. You have to get in shape to play these sports. And also, for people who force themselves into these things generally, that's bad. You mustn't do that. Whenever you're exercising or just carrying out some physical activity, never push yourself beyond comfort. Anything that's uncomfortable, don't do it. Stop, slow down. It's basically got to be fun. I mean, to keep yourself in shape, you've got to carry on exercising week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. Now, that sounds awful, but if you choose something which you enjoy doing, it's fun, then you will keep it up. You see, you can't put fitness in the bank, as it were. If you don't carry on exercising, all the benefits that you get from exercising will all disappear within about 6 to 8 weeks. We'll go, and you'll be back where you started. So you have to keep it up, and to keep it up, it has to be something you enjoy. It has to be fun. So choose something which you get a lot of pleasure out of, and that way it won't seem irksome at all.
What do you do to keep fit?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Actually, what I live in London and I work in London. So what I do to keep fit is to certainly do quite a lot of walking. I certainly walk upstairs a lot, but also I do a fair amount of cycling. And as I'm dashing around London, I use the bike. I find it the fastest way to get around town, and it's really good for keeping in shape. I'm a little worried about the traffic fumes, I have to admit, but actually it makes me feel very good to cycle around that, and I get there on time.
Section 3, Tasks 1 and 2.
I'm Michael Van Stratton. Thanks for joining me on Body Talk. You're going to be helping me to help you lead healthier, fitter and more active lives. The reason we're doing this programme is because we've had an enormous response on the Nightline Alternative Medicine programme from you, the listeners. We'll be taking your letters to the experts and getting their opinion, as well as mine, on how to make you lead more fulfilled and healthier lives for the whole family. We couldn't really start a new series on health matters without consulting the Queen of Health, Mrs. Barbara Cartland.
Well, Identity 3, I can tell you quite frankly, is vitamins. If I didn't have vitamins, I wouldn't be able to go on doing what I'm doing. And I do take a lot because there's a lot of me and a lot of old age to keep old. I do feel frightfully well. And I do find that every day I'm at home, I can dictate 6,000 or 7,000 words, which is one chapter. You must keep active. If you don't keep active, then you gradually decay.
Do you think that what you eat is important as well as taking the vitamins?
Well, I think it's very important. I think the main thing is to avoid things like white bread and white sugar. We all know that. And I think you need not so much food, but you need what I call proper nourishing food. But don't you see, pure food, vitamins are only pure food. People always talk as though they're some magic medicine. They're not. They're just pure food in a capsule. And it's just the same as going to an aeronaut takes his food in a capsule. Sure.
Barbara, if you were going to say in a nutshell to our listeners the Barbara Cartland sentence of how to keep fit and healthy, what would it be?
Well, the two things which I go by. One is, you are what you eat and you become what you think. And if you think that out, it's very, very true. Especially you become what you think. If you think beastly, horrible, ghastly thoughts, you become a beastly, horrible person. And if you don't eat the right things, well, then you're ill, and then you're horrible anyway, because everybody's disagreeable when they feel ill.
Well, but I hope we can come back to you in 10 years' time and get your tips on how to survive to over 90.
Oh, no, I hope not, Michael. I think enough's enough of even me.